The expatriate community in Saudi Arabia is reeling from three nearly simultaneous bomb attacks on housing compounds in the capital, Riyadh. Attackers shot their way into the heavily guarded expat communities and blew up car and truck bombs last night. Saudi officials say 29 people were killed, including 9 terrorists. Secretary of State Colin Powell made a brief visit to one of the sites today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is in the Saudi capital.
Secretary Powell was supposed to come to Riyadh to talk about peace in the Middle East and the aftermath of war in Iraq. Instead, he ended up touring what looked like a war zone, a devastated compound where the Vinnell Corporation, a U.S. military contractor, had been training the Saudi National Guard.
This is criminality, terrorism at its worst. And there is no justification for it in any way, shape, fashion, or form.
Powell was standing in front of a four-story building that was blown apart by what one Army official estimated was 400 pounds of explosives. The facade was torn off, and the nearby barracks that housed a thrift shop and a training center were devastated, littered with twisted metal and broken glass. Officials said the only good thing was that 50 of the 70 men who lived there were out on a training mission in the desert at the time of the attack. According to witnesses, the assailants shot their way past the guards of the compound, opened the metal gates, and drove what was believed to be a pickup truck loaded with explosives right up to the apartment building. Within minutes, similar scenes played out at two other housing compounds in other parts of this sprawling Saudi capital. Powell said it had all the fingerprints of an Al-Qaeda operation.
This was a well-planned terrorist attack, obviously. The facility had been cased, as had the others. Very well executed, and it shows the nature of the enemy we're working against. These are people who are determined to try to penetrate facilities like this for the purpose of killing people in their sleep, killing innocent people, killing people who would try to help others.
The U.S. Embassy said it put out warnings recently that there were indications that a terrorist plot was in the works. Last week, Saudi police carried out a high-profile raid on a warehouse where they found explosives, but did not manage to capture suspected terrorists. 33-year-old Elif Berkel, a Riyadh resident from Turkey, hadn't heard about any of this. She and her family were thinking security was improving after the war in Iraq, until last night when she heard shots out her window in her walled community of corporate villas and apartments.
We opened the sliding door to the balcony on the living room, and we thought it was fireworks, and then we saw a huge orange light, which covered the sky, huge, but in tenth of a second after we saw the light, it was the explosion, and after that the heat blew us, just my husband and I, to the other side of our living room, about 3 meters away.
A window pane came crashing down on her 3.5-year-old son's bed. Luckily, he was sleeping on the edge. Elif says she was badly bruised, but says her neighbors were worse off and are now among the many wounded in Riyadh hospitals. She knows of at least 10 people killed in her housing compound, the Alhambra, two of them young girls. Elif's husband, Jamal, went back to the scene late today to videotape the destruction.
This looks like a cruise or, Tomahawk. Or Scud missile, yeah. Just fell into this place.
Jamal, who works for Frito-Lay, says he plans to return home to Turkey and will tell his boss he won't come back to Riyadh. Many of the company workers left before the war in Iraq, but Jamal says his family felt safe. Now, he says, what a mistake that was. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.